Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance is a fixture on the campaign trail, an aggressive messenger for Donald Trump. Sometimes the message Vance wants to send gets overshadowed by controversy, often of his own making. NPR's Stephen Fowler reports.
In the 11 weeks since J.D. Vance was named Trump's running mate, there's been two conflicting forces at work: the message that Vance wants to get out and what actually sticks. Take his first solo campaign rally in his hometown days after the RNC, where one takeaway was this.
If you work hard and play by the rules, you ought to be able to put a good dinner on the table and send your kids to whatever vacation and whatever school you want to.
But also this.
Democrats say that it is racist to believe, well, they say it's racist to do anything. I had a Diet Mountain Dew yesterday. And one today. I'm sure they're going to call that racist, too.
Vance's rapid ascension in politics means he doesn't have a lot of experience on any campaign trail, delivering stump speeches or handling the intense scrutiny on past and present statements. So while he was barnstorming battleground states following Vice President Harris and her running mate Tim Walz early August,
it is normal people who suffer when Kamala Harris refuses to do her job, and it is normal people who stand to benefit the most when we re-elect Donald J. Trump president of the United States. And
that's he was also dealing with uproar over old comments he made deriding Democrats in charge as, quote, childless cat ladies, like in this interview with Megyn Kelly.
This is not about criticizing people who for various reasons didn't have kids. This is about criticizing the Democratic Party for becoming anti-family and anti-child.
Then there's remarks he's made on purpose, like a weeks-long inflammatory crusade against Haitian migrants living in Springfield, Ohio, that Vance has used as a cudgel to attack Democrats over immigration. Truth be damned.
The American media totally ignored this stuff until Donald Trump and I started talking about cat memes. If I have to, create stories so that the American media actually pays attention to the suffering of the American people, then that's what I'm going to do, Dana. Because
Vance made those comments on a September 15th CNN interview. While some attention has been focused on Trump's rambling rallies and how many interviews Harris does, J.D. Vance has been prolific with proselytizing the campaign goals, frequently doing media interviews, delivering speeches, and taking questions after most every stop.
Now, I think we've got at least 5-10 minutes to take some questions from the reporters in the back. I would ask that we start out with local reporters, and then if we've got time afterwards, we'll go to the national folks.
But even those Q&A sessions are more for show than substance, with a crowd often booing questions as he takes the opportunity to paint himself as a pugilist for Trump, like this recent reaction in Raleigh to a query about interest rates.
Well, look, my reaction is...
Even in more casual campaign settings, Vance has struggled at times to connect. Like a stop at a Valdosta, Georgia donut shop where an employee was awkwardly put on the spot by the candidate and a slew of TV cameras, or this past weekend where a surprise visit to a Pennsylvania sandwich shop was a surprise to the staff, leaving Vance outside and derailing a planned positive moment. All of these things have contributed to Vance being the most unpopular candidate on this year's presidential ballot, with one of the lowest favorability ratings of any VP pick in recent history. Stephen Fowler, NPR News.